We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Joe Beningo on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, we're back. 7:23 here on the East Coast. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Beningo with you here on a Saturday morning. We're here till 10 o'clock. Of course, my partner Evan Roberts comes your way at that point. We'll get back with more of your phone calls, but joining us right now is WFAN's legal analyst. That, of course, is Amy Dash. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing all right. I'm holding up.
Thank you for having me. You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I'm getting, you know, I'm getting ready to, go out and play a little golf today. Thank God that the golf courses are open and I can do that, and it's a nice day. So I'm doing all right.
There's plenty of room on the course to social distance, right?
Yeah, you could not have a better area to social distance in golf. You really couldn't. So, and they're doing it right where you don't have to touch the pins, and the way they got it set up is all good. So,
well, that's good. Thank God the weather's getting better, especially here in New York.
Yes, thank God for that. Now, I hope you're doing well as well, Amy. Now,
yeah, I'm trying to homeschool two kids, so I'm doing
pretty
good.
How old are your kids? How old are your kids?
One's almost six, and the other one's almost two.
Wow, that's not easy. Well, that's a difficult thing to do.
Well, luckily, Joe, I brought one of those au pairs in back in January from Brazil.
Okay.
And unfortunately for her, she was so excited to experience America. Fortunately for me, though, she's stuck here and she's got nowhere to go, so she's helping me.
Well.
But she's not experiencing America much. She's experiencing my backyard.
Well, there you go. It's very interesting, no doubt about it. Well, I'm glad to see you doing well, Amy, and good luck with that, because that kid... I got some of my daughters that are doing the same thing here, and it cannot be easy homeschooling a couple kids and being home all day. That cannot be an easy thing to do. So I give you credit for that.
Work, homeschool, clean the house, do everything in between. I mean, we're so busy and we're so bored at the same time. I'm not sure how that's possible.
Well, you know, I keep saying this. It's crazy. I mean, even though that the time has seemed to kind of shut down, time is flying by. I mean, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's, you know, I haven't been in New York now. March 12th was the last day that I was in New York City. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, and now it's May 16th. So the time has flown by. There's no doubt about it. But
yeah, it's unbelievable. And I mean, like, we're just trying to find the next roll of toilet paper, you know?
Yeah.
And then the floats online are all sold out. So if there's no camp, everybody's clamoring for those blow up floats.
Oh, my God.
And they're price gouging them, and they're like $500 just to have, like, a slide with some water on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we just found out that in our complex, no pool. They're not opening a pool this year, so I get
it. Yeah, the pools are up, but the above-ground pools, too, they're all selling out on Amazon.
Yeah, how could they not?
Yeah.
How could they not? I totally get it. Totally get
it's gonna
it.
It's going to be a long, short summer.
Long, short summer, right. Well, let me ask you this about what's going on with this, with DeAndre Baker. What's with this guy? I mean, I don't get it. What are the legal ramifications? I mean, first of all, the guy hasn't even turned himself in yet, right, Amy?
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I mean, so technically he's a wanted fugitive, and I heard his lawyer saying something about COVID exposure, that he doesn't want to expose himself. But if the police report is true and he was partying on several separate occasions with all these people, and then the report says he allegedly held them up at gunpoint. How concerned could he really be about COVID?
I mean, obviously not. I mean, that's an extent. Now he's been in contact with the Giants, has he not?
I don't know. I don't know if he's been in contact. Have there been reports out there that he's been in contact with the Giants?
Yeah, I saw a report. I was reading a report this morning that I think he actually, at least what I read, that he had some kind of contact with the Giants.
Then they should tell him to turn himself in because here's the deal. His lawyers are trying to negotiate with the police department, and that's just not how it works. I mean, you can't try to strike a deal with the police department. You have to talk to the prosecutors. But before you can strike a deal with prosecutors, these guys have to turn themselves in because they have to face arraignment. There are formal charges that have to be presented.
Right, right.
And then I think what they're worried about, if maybe they're worried about COVID exposure, I don't know. But what they're also worried about is that they may not get bail now because they've been on the run, right? So the first thing a prosecutor is going to say is, hey, these guys are a flight risk. Judge, they already ran once.
Right,
we had to
issue
warrants. They hung up on. I heard in the police report that Baker was located and contacted on a cell phone by a detective and hung up on the detective.
Hmm. Crazy.
So that's not looking so good.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is unbelievable. I mean, the guy, so apparently he lost $70,000 playing some card game. Like you said, where's the social distancing? $70,000. In a card game, I guess he lost $60,000 in jewelry, $10,000 in cash, and then I guess the bottom line is he tried to come back and rob these people to get his stuff back, right? Isn't that basically what happened here?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds a lot like OJ in Vegas. But he made if it's true what's in the police report, I'll preface it with that, then they're saying that these guys made away after they brandished their guns and threatened everybody, allegedly, made away with $73,000 worth of cash and watches. And then their victims are saying, like you said, that they lost $70,000 a few days before gambling. So it sounds a lot like they came back to get what was taken from them. Except this time, the report saying like they were wearing red masks and they had guns on them. And then they pre-positioned the cars, allegedly, outside of the house so that they could have a really fast, easy getaway.
Wow, it's crazy, and like you said, they're on the run right now. He's a fugitive on the run right now,
which is also a lot like OJ.
Yeah, a lot like it. I know that. But so, where is this guy? I mean, I can't believe this guy's playing football anymore. I mean, he's got to be done as far as ever playing in the NFL. But where? What are the parameters for this guy? I mean, let's say he turns himself in now. Where do they go from here with him?
Yeah, well, it's a full-fledged investigation. But what's really interesting is now the attorneys are saying publicly, hey, we have all of these witnesses who have signed sworn affidavits with us from the party saying that these guys weren't involved at all. It sounds like they're saying the guys weren't even there. So that's really curious because yesterday I was thinking that they're done, not only in the NFL, but that they could be headed to prison for a very long time if they're convicted.
Sure.
And now all of a sudden there's conflicting reports. And some of the reports were saying that these guys' attorneys say that they have the victims on record saying that these guys didn't do anything. Now, if that's true and the people that they have as witnesses are the actual victims, well, then there's a big problem because the police department is saying that these guys were taped in the police department saying all the stuff that was in the police report. That they were held up at gunpoint, that, you know, Baker allegedly told somebody to shoot someone else.
Right,
this stuff. So if those are the same people that now went to Baker and Dunbar's attorneys and swore under oath that they didn't say anything, but then you have them taped, tape recorded at police headquarters saying the opposite, well, then there's going to be like some sort of witness tampering investigation. But another option is that these guys went out and got other people from the party to say that they weren't involved. And if that's true, then it's going to be a battle of the witnesses.
Wow, it's crazy. Well, if nothing else, these guys should be turning themselves in. I mean, at this point.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
The more they don't, the worse it is for them. They're like you said, fugitives on the lam right now.
Yeah, I mean, the worse it is for them in the sense, in two ways. One, if they don't get bail, then they could potentially be in jail like for years until a trial starts.
Sure, sure.
So then they'd really be out of play and exposed to COVID. And then two, you don't want to anger the prosecutors because in Florida they have really, really harsh laws. One of the laws is called 1020 life, and it applies here. And it says that if you have a gun in the commission of a felony, even if you just show it, you get a mandatory 10 years. If it's a semi-automatic, which they're saying that's what Baker was holding, the witness is saying, that's 15 years.
Wow.
And then if you fire it, it's 20 years. And then if you injure someone, even if they don't die, 25 years to life. So these sentences are mandatory, and so it would be 15 years per charge if he's convicted. So he's got four armed robbery charges.
Wow.
So it's like 60 years. Now, it used to be so strict in Florida that you had to serve them back to back. So it was a total, it would have been a total of 60. Now you can serve them concurrently, but that's only if the judge and the judge agrees. And then the only person who can waive that mandatory minimum is the prosecutor. That's it. So, like, the buck stops with the prosecutor. So if they piss off the prosecutor, well, then you've got problems because you're facing the mandatory minimum of potentially 60 years, maybe more with the aggravated assault charges if they're convicted.
Wow. Well, it would behoove, to me, it would behoove DeAndre Baker to get to turn himself in and, you know, get this process moving. I mean, the longer he's away, it's only going to make this matter worse.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. And I'm just really curious who these witnesses are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
maybe they're scared of him. Maybe they're scared of saying anything because they're afraid of what these guys might do to them. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, you see a lot of times there will be police reports filed in, like, domestic violence cases or even rape cases, and all of a sudden the witness doesn't want to come forward anymore and testify, you're, like, wondering what went on behind the scenes. I'm not saying that happened here, but that's a possibility that is not a legal possibility, but it does happen. I mean, if you take the prosecutor's case away from them, who's going on the stand? If there's no video, if there's no text messages, but listen, I don't think they're going to just give up and be embarrassed. I think the police are going to go and try to find more evidence, They're going to try to get text messages.
Right.
They're going to try to get video. But if there's no direct evidence and all you have are those witnesses and all of a sudden they change their story, then your case completely falls apart. And these guys are saved, if they did do what was said, from potentially going to jail for, like, maybe the rest of their lives, right?
Wow.
So if you're really desperate, maybe that's something that you're considering doing, trying to get people to not cooperate.
Wow. Well, Amy, we're gonna follow this story and see how it plays out. We'll have you on again, and hopefully these guys turn themselves in and we can get this thing going and maybe resolve it. Amy, I appreciate you coming on. Good luck with the kids, all right?
Thank you so much. You too. Have a nice golf game.
Yeah, I'll try. You hang in there. Amy Dash, our legal analyst, with all this insanity with DeAndre Baker, man. That's crazy. Now the witnesses are saying that maybe it didn't happen. Man, a lot of stuff going on there. All right, Joe Beningo with you here for a Saturday morning, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. We got to throw it right now to Marco Belletti. We'll be back with more of your calls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.